Okay, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi said that we're together. We have this auspices of having a chabura. I can always tell you that we thank Hashem that it's matana that we could be together. It's a very chushva thing, you know, to work on things of maisa. Very rare thing today. And the kitrug on such a chabura because of its chashivas, you know, that a lot of shiurim, chizuk, and halacha, and gemara, but I have a group that works on the maisa, which is almost the only way really to make kinyanim in Bukhni is to work on the maisa. And like I always tell you, I don't claim that our group is the best way, you know, the best the Maisa, or the only group the Maisa, but one thing I can tell you that, Baruch Hashem, it is a group that we work on the Maisa, and it's very rare today to have, such a type of a group. Baruch Hashem, thank the Baruch Hashem that we have, Hey, Timza, that we can be together and work. He wrote him that Hashem Shetaka give us Shaita Ishmaya, that we should be able to gain Shlemas from our group, Yikoine Shlemas, and we should be able to be Mekayim, Yitzayin Yisham Okon, Matoch Timza Sachayim. So, I would say, Baruch Hashem, I'm sure that our Pesach had much more meaning to us and our group here if the work that we put in, and the parshas of Bo and Vayera, the parshas that talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and before Pesach we worked on it. So I don't have a question that I don't have a question. I don't have a suffix that in our group here, modest little group, that the Pesach probably so much more to us, is much more significant. Any of you would like to share some of the thoughts, some thoughts that you had on Pesach, in the Seder, or before on the Yantiv, relating to these guests, some of the things that we did. Moshe, you have something you want to share?
Two things that on Pesach. First, we motivated the boys, like the idea that Kavachomer from Shavuos to Pesach is staying up all night, and we really motivated the boys, and they were quite excited. And we got into the Seder, and they petered out. So I was there alone. I stayed up a little bit as long as I could, but at least they kind of got the idea that maybe next year will. But it was the idea of what's chashuv and what's not. And then one of the days of Chol HaMoed, a couple of days of Chol HaMoed, we were kind of having dinner, and I said, Chaka was supposed to think about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we spoke about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was very nice. Kind of mamshich the
idea. Yeah, I think really that to do it properly, to stay up, you have to prepare for it. You have to really sleep, at the end of the day, and especially for us, we're not used to staying up the whole night. So, really to do it in a realistic way, in a practical, realistic way, so must appear, you have to, the day before, maybe even 2 days before, it's a worth it investment, because it's so precious that night, you have any thoughts about the Haggadah that you had during the Haggadah, or
there were a number of Pshatim. The kids were very active in the Pshatim and Emunah. Idea of the spoke a lot about the Emunah is what is mamshich throughout the year. I don't remember anything specific, but there was a very, very positive. It was a very, very nice Seder. This is really, it was very, very, everyone participated, and we all had a very good feeling about it, and it really were my eye into what was going on, and
Good evening, welcome. Welcome back.
Back to the road.
We're just discussing, I was opening the floor to the island. Do you have any thoughts you want to share with us about on Pesach, about how God or you see it in Shayim? Is there anything you'd like to share? No?
I'll pass.
There's one thought that it just came to me these days that, you know, it's a five other heroes. That's for you who you are to be signed. I can't do it now. Just even in that itself, I had a topic about the meaning of that. Are the Chazal telling us like a madrega in gratitude that you have to feel, like the gratitude to Hashem, the thankfulness to Hashem, like as if you went out of Mitzrayim? In other words, how much do you have to feel? How much do you have to feel? What's the extent of you have to feel? So the extent is. That how much the value system of how much you have to feel the gratitude of Hashem, like as if you had gone out of Mitzrayim, that's how much you have to feel. Is that the pshat? Or that it means that you really have to try to generate in your mind, you know, simulated flight, you know, that you have to try to really feel, imagine that you actually would have a Mitzrayim. Right? You know, it's not just a madrega. You say, how much gratitude do you have to have? Like as if you would have a Mitzrayim. No, you have to, I mean, that you have to really try to picture, you know, that's why you have the moror. It's all to help you first to try to picture, you know, the abdus, the torture and the sadness and the physical discomfort of being the Eved, and then, you know, picturing that, you know, the whole scene, try to live through the whole experience, put yourself there, and as much as you could, try to actually relive it. You know, in a realistic way, right? As much as you could, try to picture that you're there and you're suffering, and you know, and you're coming home exhausted, you fall away, and you, on your back you have red marks from the whippings of the mitzvah, and try to really put yourself. Which a person could do that, have the capability of doing that, to really put yourself into the, you know, into the scene there, and you know, to try to what's the word for it? Emulate? Is that the word for it? There's another word for it, I think.
Simulate.
Right. There's really a third chat, if you'd like to hear, maybe a third, but what else could be that it's a sheer, it's a level of a person, sorry, that's one chat. Another chat is that you were really there, you have to try a picture really there, so what else is left? Somebody say, huh?
Looking forward to the eventual
no,
to see how to come?
No, that's not going on with Chai Chai Vodim. of healing in the triad. You know, it's looking forward. I mean, we're talking about Taiwan and Rose to Ilu, we ought to Mitzrayim. There has to be, you know, some other, what else could be? What else could it be outside those two things? That, so, what I think the third shot is, and it could be this shot is maybe the most emes. I don't know which one is the most emes. But the Maisa, all of us in our lives, any of us that are Tachat Kantei Hashchina, we call it, that have the zchus, to have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with Kiyum of the Torah, right? Which, looking at the world, the, you know, billions of people in the world, and Klai Yisrael, you know, millions and millions of people in Klai Yisrael, and you have the inner core today that you're all part of the few royal people to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and his army. When you look at Klai Yisrael, you people that are being Mekayim, we, all of us, that we're Mekayim the Torah, and we're loyal to the Torah, we believe in the Torah, we can't imagine how much of that is, you know, that a few handful of loyal people, you know, it looks nice when you're in a religious neighborhood like this, like you see many people, but when you look at Klai Yisrael as a whole, millions and millions, so those of us that are among the loyal of our smoke and his Torah, you know, how special that is. But anyway, what I want to say is that any of us that are zeicher to get there, that got there, right, we all of us had a darkness, a Mitzrayim, a tumah, and sheker that we had to graduate from. Right? All of us had, there's no question, in our lives, had some kind of a Mitzrayim that we went out of, and sometimes here both with that Mitzrayim that we that all of us that are under the you know the umbrella of believers today in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, all of us went out from that Mitzrayim, and that Mitzrayim might be in certain ways even more intensive than the Mitzrayim, you know, than the Mitzrayim that Klai Yisrael were in, you know, that Chag Pesach to celebrate the Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, our own personal Mitzrayim that we were zeichah to get out of, might be even more intensive than the Mitzrayim of, you know, the Egypt, the old Egypt. It's not apikorsis or anything against the Torah, you know, to suspect or to believe that your own personal Mitzrayim might have been worse than the Mitzrayim, you know, in Egypt. But anyway, that's another pshat of Chayav Adam wrote at Atmo Ki Yotze Mitzrayim, that you have to realize and appreciate that in your own life that you really, really had a Mitzrayim that you went out of. And every door, and it's not just to destroy us physically, but spiritually also, you know, they're trying to destroy us. And if you're here, you got here, you know, if you're able to connect with the Pesach, if you're able to connect with the Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, that means you got out of the Mitzrayim. Right, and you have to thank it for his Baruch Hu, that you're able, that you are Yotzei Mitzrayim, right? Mitzrayim that you have, your own personal Mitzrayim that you set out to, you know, to go out of. So that's the third, so again, it means, Chayavad Mitzrayim, that it's a madrega, how much you have to thank Hashem is if you went out. The second shot is that you have to really picture like you really went out, you were in the Egypt, and put yourself into that picture. And the third thing is that living here now in Tavshin Ayin Gimel, 2013, that you had your own personal Mitzrayim that you deserve to go out of. Okay, Baruch Hashem, I say. Anyway, just the horror that I just wanted to share with you is that it was sort of this Indian of Chayav and Yitzchak Mitzrayim, like the Seder night. You know, that's the, like a void of the Seder night that this Chayav and Yitzchak Mitzrayim on the Seder night. But I just realized, it's just these days, it occurred to me that really it has nothing to do with the Seder night. You know, it's a mindset that all the time, you know, why is it after kosher? Why is it after tied up to the Seder night? I wasn't most few yet in Israel, and it says, you know, it says in the pasuk, you tell your son, you know, you got a levincha, Rabosh also Hashem li, the teich mitzvah li. So when you tell your son li, but I don't know if it's connected dafka with the Seder night. It's a very interesting idea. I always picture that, you know, the Seder night, the special chiv, to feel that you went out of Mitzrayim, the Seder night. But it just occurred to me the other day that I don't know if it's connected with the Seder night. Could be that's the way we have to all constantly live with that, frame of mind. It's an interesting idea, interesting concept. So anyway, besides the our whole year really revolves around Yitzchak Mitzrayim, because it repeats itself over and over again in the Chumash, the theme of doing things because of Zecher Yitzchak Mitzrayim, right? Shabbos Zecher Yitzchak Mitzrayim, right? It's in Kiddush, Zecher Yitzchak Mitzrayim, right? Of course, the Yom Tovim, all the Yitzchak Mitzrayim. And Aseret HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoceiti Etchem Yerech Mitzrayim. Over and over again, the Chumash repeats it by so many different mitzvahs, Zeches Yerech Mitzrayim. And then you have even Choshen Mishpat, right? Even Dinei Mominus, right? Dinei Mominus. So like it says, you're not supposed to cheat, right? You have to be careful, you know, right? Not to have dishonest weight, right? Zechel says, like, you know, that you shouldn't steal, you should live, because also Zechel says Mitzrayim. Almost every area of the Kiyum of the Torah is supposed to be motivated by the Yitzchak Mitzrayim. So basically, this motivation that Hashem, you know, wants of us to be, you have like a refresher course once a year. You have a week, like a special, you know, the Baal Shuv, you have a weekend. What is it called? The weekend. You know, could be
not a getaway. What do they call it? Shabbaton?
Yeah, the Shabbaton, what's it called?
Retreat.
That's also right, but what do they call these weekends? You know, the Baal Shuva guy here, what do you call again? Whatever. Right, so it's like, Hashem gives us like a week of
like a focus,
yeah, like a refresher course of, you know, because the Yitzchak Mitzrayim is center of Avodah. So you have like 1 week of the nucleus, you know, where we strengthen, we re-strengthen, we reinforce, and we mechazik, you know, the central theme of Avodah is the Yitzchak Mitzrayim. So like we have a week of renting it, you know, building it up and digging into it, and mamash like a whole week of you know, like we always think of terms of the yontif, like of course it's a simcha, you know, it's beautiful with the family, everything is nice, with food, but really, what it really is, the real purpose of yontif is that it's a refresher, intensive week of once again strengthening, like as if now we went out of Mitzrayim, and then the rest of the year that we draw from the, you know, from the chizik of once again, you know, establishing, like it's like we really went out of Mitzrayim, like we just said now, and like a whole week you're not allowed to work. A person who makes sure that you don't go to work, it's like you're not allowed to work, and try to cut away all the side things. So all you have is this week of concentrating and reestablishing, you know, once again the strength of the Yetzirat Mitzrayim, you know. And it's done, as you know, Akadosh Baruch Hu is a very good catalog, you know. So, you know, it comes together with simcha, with food, right? All these are good techniques of educational techniques that, you know, makes it a very strong impression, you know. When it comes together with simcha and with the food, all these are tools that add, you know, to the strengthening of what it is. Okay, Rabbi Sai, so what I wanted to suggest over the Maisa is that we should continue the chizik that we got from Pesach, and we should one uvda that we did, you know, before Pesach, that twice a day when we were kind of the mitzvah of mitzvah deraisa of the chiras yitzias mitzrayim, right? Twice a day have a mitzvah deraisa of the chiras yitzias mitzrayim, right? So when we kind of that mitzvah, we should quickly try to flash through the esemakis, right? The tzach hadash bacham, try to quickly visualize the dom, how the water changed to dom, and the dom changed to frogs, and the frogs changed to kinim, and the kinim changed to big wild animals, and then the animals died, dever, and then people got boils, right, the terrible boils, and then the borat came falling down onto the, you know, onto the boils, and then the borat changed to locusts, vicious locusts, right? The arba, and the arba finally got so much that it became choshech, right? And then the latter part of the choshech, they're paralyzed, which leads right into Hakus Pachervis, death, right? Just to give an example of trying to how to do that, you know, when you can the mitzvah twice a day, to try to quickly relate to the Essen Makis. And then, of course, the Kriyas Yamsuf, and every day that when you say the Oz Yashir, to try to visualize, you know, standing by the sea and seeing the Maya Israel, the ecstasy of being saved from the Mitzrayim, the simcha, you know, of seeing the downfall, you know, of the Sinai. And when you say the Shira every day, try to capture that feeling. Okay, Rabbi Shai, so that's like the first of the, Rabbi Shai, we should, you know, it's fresh, the bivouac, you know, the refreshing course is still fresh, so, you know, try to continue the Pesach as much as you could. Like, right, sometimes right before Pesach, it's the end of the year, so, you know, it's like the battery is getting a little dim before Pesach, you know, right, goes down and down and down. This is like right after Pesach, but refreshed and strong, I would say. to try to keep the memories of Pesach strong. Okay, so that's number one. Secondly, Rabbi, this is the main our main ovda for the week. Our main ovda, Rabbi Sai. The Sfiras HaOmer that we're going through now today, Sfiras HaOmer. So there's many different issues on the Sfira, right? You have Torah, right? The fact that the Sfira is the preparation for Torah, and you have thankfulness for the tzvua, for the wheat, right? The HaOmer is right. The first thing is where you bring your carbon on the siren, right, the barley, and really, Sfiras HaOmer, the word itself, Omer, is relating to the gift, Hashem, of the wheat, right? So that's another issue. Then you have, of course, you have many different independent. Yonim that you have on the Sfiras HaOmer. Now, Rabbi Sai, one of the important yonim that you have on the Sfiras HaOmer is something that really is not in the Torah or even the Rabbanan. It just by Hashgacha Pratis came out that the Talmidim, the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, were nifter on the Sfira. Now that really, officially, had nothing to do with Sfiras HaOmer, really, right? It just, Hashgacha Pratis came out during the days of the Sfira. I mean, there's no suffix that the fact that Mishamayim happened to come out during the Sfiras HaOmer, so it obviously was connected with that, right? Like today, one of the most outstanding ways how we relate, to the days of the Omer is the Avela. You know what I mean? Like the Maisa, the Poyel, like when we walk around, and we say, oh, it's in May Sfira, so many of us like listen to music during the year, right? Which is inhibited, during Sfiras HaOmer, right? So Rabbi Sai, we have to be Messiah, and one of the most important things was the availus of the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, and Chazal tell us that the reason why they were nifta, Rabbi Sai, of the Batira is because lo nohagu kavod zem zeh. Now exactly what that means, I can't tell you in what way and why they did it. But one thing is for sure, there's something lacking in how they, in the covet that they had for one another, which is something that we discuss here in our group here very often. Being miachas, having care, being concerned about people around us, like Rabbi said, which is a subject, one of our important subjects here we have in our chabura. So, I wanted to suggest the Uvdil Maisim, Rabbi Sai, of this inyan, important inyan of being miyachas, caring about other people's feelings. I'm going to suggest this Uvdil, which we've done, and it seems like it's very simple, but it's much more deeper, Rabbi Sai, than what meets the eye, Rabbi Sai, because it's the depth of it that's important. The Uvdil Maisim, Rabbi Sai, three times a day that we should greet somebody, with a smile, right? So we say, and with the kavana, when you do it, that you're doing it, the shame, the van, the uvdin, the van, and you're doing it to get siyata dishmaya, that Hashem should open up our hearts, that we should have siyata dishmaya to be able to relate properly and have the proper feelings. Bein adam mechavero. Okay, Rabbi, say is that clear again? The uvda is that three times a day we should go out of our way. You read people anyway, but three times you should do it. The shame, like in your mind, you think I'm doing the shame, the vad, to work on myself that Hashem should I should be able to be kinder, the midah of caring and connecting with other people. Right, the Rabbi says, is that clear? Okay, the Rabbi says, now, can I get a bracha to make the bus? The Rabbi says, right? The Rabbi says, bracha matzlochet everybody. Right, bracha matzlochet everybody. Thank you.